You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Coming up for you now is my interview with Peter Jensen. Originally from far north Queensland, Peter's had many jobs in many places throughout his life. He's picked mangoes and tobacco as a teenager, played rugby league professionally, managed timber plantations, and been a casework manager at the Department of Family and Community Services. Now based in Campbelltown, Peter's both an educator at TAFE and a firefighter with Fire and Rescue New South Wales. A graduate from TAFE New South Wales Indigenous Fire and Rescue Employment Strategy Program, I started by asking Peter how he came upon firefighting as a career option.
You know, as an Aboriginal person, I'm always was interested about working in the social services side of things. So, you know, I transitioned through juvenile justice and custody and over to family community services. You know, sometimes that stuff wears a bit heavy on you, can be difficult to do for long periods of time. And so the fire brigade is very similar. We do still work in the social services sector, but just a completely different level. You know, to me, working in Fire and Rescue New South Wales, you'll work with house fires and car accidents, and we do domestic rescue and hazmat, and there's all of these elements of this massive big team. And that was very, very attractive to me. You know, from my young days of playing rugby league, working in a team again in that type of environment, emergency service was very attractive to me, and so I haven't looked back. I really, really enjoy working for Fire and Rescue New South Wales.
Yeah, and I was reading an article in the TAFE blog, and it said that you found firefighting through a chance encounter with another firefighter.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't so much as a chance encounter, but a good friend of mine that's a local firefighter, he was telling me about the fire brigade and how enjoyable the job was, and said that I should consider it. And so I did consider it. I was still working at the jail at that time, so I did put a couple of applications in, but failed miserably in the application process. The things like abstract reasoning, verbal reasoning, numerical reasoning wasn't exactly my forte. To begin with, it was really, really difficult to get her in Fire Rescue New South Wales, and then I joined the Indigenous Fire and Rescue program, which is similar to IPRAO, but it's an IFES, and we did lots of study getting you to understand what abstract reasoning was, giving you advice on how to answer the questions to get the best results that you could. So that was the turning point for me. That was what opened the door for me to getting into Fire and Rescue New South Wales, yeah.
So what did the IFES program involve? Like, what did it look like on a sort of day-to-day going in kind of level?
Yeah, awesome. So one thing that's really, really good about the Fire Rescue program, IFES, is that it really, really concentrates on the attributes of an Aboriginal person. So when they're going through the recruiting process for IFES, we're really interested to know about, you know, how connected are you with your community, how active are you within your community, and how would you interact with the community once you're in Fire and Rescue New South Wales. So we concentrate a lot on that, on developing that in that space. But once we got in to the IFES program, we travelled all around Sydney. We went to places like 92, and we jumped on the Bronto, which is a aerial machine that takes you, you know, 46 metres up in the air, tested out whether or not, you know, you're comfortable with heights, because potentially that could be part of your job. We did confined spaces, so they put us up in our CABA, which is our breathing apparatus, and threw you into a big dungeon and got you to crawl through really tight spaces and seeing how you dealt with confined spaces. And let me tell you, I wasn't the greatest at that. I'm 120 kilos and I'm 6'4", so that terrorized me. We literally got to go in and got to taste and feel every part of Fire and Rescue New South Wales. We went to rescue stations, we went to the USAR station, which is our part of the Fire and Rescue New South Wales that travels all over the world to help in emergency services. We went out to Londonderry and did real burns, and we put compartments on fire, and we learned about fire behaviour with John MacDonald, and he actually talked us step by step about fires, and we did flashovers and fire runs, and it was a really, really, really good experience. So fire and rescue, the IFES program is just a really, really good program to fully understand what the requirements of the fire brigade are, but also if you're successful at the end of it, you're ready to hit the ground running. So yeah, that sort of wraps it up.
Sounds like a really intense kind of program, which makes me surprised to think, I was reading that it says 98% of people who do it complete the program.
And lows, but at the end of the day, if you're an emergency service type of person and you thrive in that area of helping people in their worst state, you know, it excites you to be able to do that. But we're about 98% completion in the actual program, but we run about 60% employment. So 60% of the people who complete the program will go on to full-time employment through Fire and Rescue New South Wales.
That's still really high and sounds like
it's a success. Huge commitment from the Fire and Rescue New South Wales. But the reason why they have committed to us is that we are literally providing the best candidates, the best employees. The people that are applying for the job are go-getters in the Aboriginal space. Ex-rugby league players, people that have worked in large organisations for a large amount of time, very clever Aboriginal people. Also, we've been able to recruit a number of people from regional New South Wales also, with the hope of transitioning them back out to region once they've done their time here in the city.
And so now you're a firefighter, an educator at TAFE, and you've got your background in sports and social work. Can you just tell us a bit about the importance to you of working with other people and being part of a team and a community?
Yeah, absolutely. I take my role as an Aboriginal person, but also as an Aboriginal leader within my local community very seriously. Having grown up in far north Queensland in a remote community, I know the importance of having strong black leaders around supporting and walking you through your journey, especially when there's lots of obstacles, lots of hurdles. And for Aboriginal people, for some of our Aboriginal people, we lose our way. And, you know, without the key people throughout my life, and there are a number of people who put their hands up and were great mentors and sent me in the right direction and gave me their support, it's put me in the place where I am today. And without those guys, I wouldn't be where I am. So I also have to repay that favour. And so I spend a lot of time role modelling, supporting and mentoring local Aboriginal youth, but not only youth, also our young people that are navigating their life through their career pathways also.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Peter. It was good speaking with you.
All right, Bill. Legend, man.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.